I'm just kind of curious about exactly how you use this treatment strategy, if at all, in your non-protocol management. Julie just talked about her thought about that. And what line therapy typically is this? What's the typical clinical situation where you would do this, Julie?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's very underutilized. I think sadly, because in some cases it's actually a pretty good treatment. But the case where we typically might use it would be an older age patient and use it as an alternative to rituximab maintenance, based upon the trial that we just talked about, because it seems to be at least equivalent option. And they have two trips to the doctor, they're done with the treatment, and then they don't have to come back continuously like with rituximab maintenance. So that would be kind of the situation where I might use it.
Mike?
Yeah, we use it in a very similar manner for older patients where, you know, a very quick, concise therapy is beneficial. The other place where I think it needs to be thought of is the patient, especially the older patient, who has a partial response to frontline therapy. The data from the FIT trial showed that those people had a considerable benefit from radioimmunotherapy as a consolidation after their initial induction. So a PR to initial immunochemotherapy can benefit a lot from the RIT.
I just want to follow up, though, if I understood Julie correctly. You were saying that you would think, for example, if you had an older patient, travel issues, et cetera, who got R chemo, let's say BR, that instead of our maintenance, you would use radioimmunotherapy?
Yes, I think the data would support that. Of course, none of the patients that got BR in this trial, they were CHOP-R.
Right.
But I think the data would support that, and I have used that.
I've got to say again, I'm not sure I've heard that one before. Mike, what do you think about that idea?
I think it's a good option for patients.
Interesting.
Well, that was the FIT study.
Yeah.
That was part of where they randomized. It was not, most of the patients didn't receive rituximab up front, only 15%.
But right.
A little bit apples to oranges, but it looks similar benefit to RIT maintenance versus 2 years of rituximab maintenance.
I just wasn't aware that people are actually doing that. Do you do that?
I don't, but I am a big radioimmunotherapy fan generally, and I echo what Julie mentioned, incredibly underutilized, and there's probably could do an hour on what are the reasons why, not as easy to use, it has to be given by nuclear medicine often, but I don't reserve it just for older patients. I mean, I commonly use it second or third line. And when you look at the data, including in rituximab refractory, you have response rates over 70%, CR rates of about 15%, and median progression-free survival of 8-10 months, which frankly, if you match it up to bendamustine for 6 cycles, is similar in potency. And it's obviously incredibly easy to give, very well tolerated. So I use it very commonly second or third line.
So, John, I'm curious what your thoughts are about what you've heard, particularly this idea of replacing R maintenance.
Right. So I have used radioimmunotherapy as consolidation. If there are aggressive elements in the tumor, there's some older data that radioimmunotherapy has activity in transformed disease. So, you know, an approach to transformation or sort of a follicular lymphoma with some elements of diffuse large B-cell lymphoma could be R-CHOP followed by radioimmunotherapy. I've done that.
Neil, I should also mention, I hope there's more of a future, not just to the two current approved, but there are some new strategies being looked at. People are looking at fractionating. Why should it be just one dose? Should we fractionate it? We looked at a study of adding a radio sensitizer to it. There's a trial at Northwestern where they're combining bortezomib, some preclinical data. So hopefully, obviously it's a little more challenging because of that delayed myelosuppression, but that's modest, the myelosuppression you see. So hopefully there's a way to increase its activity in the future.